Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today on Mega Dumbcast, Two-Fisted Action. It's been a fun couple of days talking about medical professionals, weirdo MDs, underqualified bumpkin vets, but you know, that paramedic started looking real good to me. We didn't get to talk about it much, but that paramedic, bodybuilding, that high automobile score, combat driving, that's what you want in your Palladium player character, isn't it? You may want a job title that makes you seem intellectual, academic, but when it comes down to the mechanics, you want to be rippling with the muscles of a trained pugilist under that tweed jacket. You want to have a survival knife secreted on your person should a classroom situation ever get out of hand, or should your plane go down while you're on your way to a lecture in Belgium. Whether or not you've got brains, you want brawn. And so I am happy to inform you that today we are moving on from medical professions to police professions. Now, these are not police, as you may know them from real life. Police and policing are nuanced topics, but who the fuck wants to play nuance? In a Palladium game, get that shit out of here. In this game, police are action heroes. They are, like bounty hunters, perfect player characters because they get to carry guns, tackle perps, throw their weight around, and save lots of lives by killing bad people with guilt-free violence. Incidentally, before we really dive into the police occupations, note that there is another archetype that fits this description, that of the military hero. We see this in Ninjas and Super Spies. We see this in Rifts. However, Beyond the Supernatural is different. Quote, military note, professions from the military are not presented because they are not suitable for most player characters. Military occupations are typically reserved for defense and combat operations in foreign countries, not domestic soil. Furthermore, the comings and goings of military personnel are greatly restricted and under direct military supervision. In short, a soldier's life is regimented and not his own. No flexible hours to go adventuring on the streets to battle the supernatural. Military occupations may, however, appear in a future BTS2 sourcebook. Overall, disappointing, but understandable. Beyond the Supernatural is kind of premised on the idea of doing your supernatural investigation off the books. That's very difficult to do when you are in military service, so I get it. I bring this up only to point out their absence, so that the listener doesn't wonder where all the rugged special forces demon hunters are. And secondly, to lament that last sentence. Military occupations may appear in a future Beyond the Supernatural supplement. Obviously, this will never happen. And in all sincerity, it is a goddamn shame that Palladium never produced a military sourcebook for Beyond the Supernatural. Soldiers fighting a covert war against demons in a modern setting is so precisely Palladium style that it's unbelievable it does not exist. It makes me very sad. Beyond the Supernatural is a ton of fun as an artifact of its time and this company, but it is not really in Palladium's wheelhouse. That's part of what makes it fun. Bodybuilding Marines, firing machine guns at hordes of demons, probably from the back of some kind of personnel carrier or jeep, that is Palladium. So, alas for what could have been. But enough about soldiers, they're not here. Today is about police. We begin naturally with the police officer, beat cop, patrol car officer. Just those phrases, comma delimited. Who's got time for conjunctions at a time like this when there's two-fisted policing to get to? Beat cops are just typical police officers. They're good drivers. They get bodybuilding or athletics, depending on whether they're from a gritty cop show or a sexy cop show. Combat driving, hand-to-hand expert, a tremendous bonus to the law skill, plus 25% to law. Military etiquette, basic radio operations, running, streetwise, weapon proficiency blunt, and weapon proficiency handguns. And then you get some elective skills. And then there are a few extra skills that are available to police officers as elective skills. Things like detect ambush, roadwise. All of the police officer's skills are about what you would expect. I don't have any complaints there. It's a neutral account of what a police officer is. Then, when we get to advantages, though, we go beyond training to motivation. Here, Beyond the Supernatural actually presumes to tell you not only how policing is done, but why it is done. What is the character of police officers? Quote, loves the excitement and the idea of helping people and protecting the innocent. Interesting. In case it ever comes up at your table, rules reference, page 188 of Beyond the Supernatural, police, in this otherwise dark and bonkers world, as part of their job, love the idea of helping people and to protect the innocent. Remind the GM of this if your character should ever get pulled over or have the police show up to investigate gunfire. Excuse me, before the scene proceeds, allow me to remind you of page 188. Rules as written, police officers are good public servants who help people and protect the innocent. It's not very trench coat horror, but those are the rules. Among the other advantages of being a police officer is that they enjoy, quote, discretionary judgment on the streets, and, did you know, quote, other cops are likely to cover for minor infractions to help a buddy or a fellow cop. All right, that's a useful and unproblematic reality for my police officer player character. Thanks, game. And that's it. The beat cop, pretty much exactly what you'd expect. The rank and file police officer who's out there on the streets. And hey, between the combat driving, the bodybuilding, the hand-to-hand skill to weapon proficiencies, bonuses to elective physical skills, the authority to carry a legal sidearm, and your other law enforcement powers, you can really get into some two-fisted action with this character. Here's what's more surprising, and this is the dumbest thing on this page. The next occupation is the police detective slash crime scene investigator. Now, these are two quite different professions in real life, and I want to focus on the crime scene investigator. This is not your beat cop. This is not somebody who's out there running through alleys, climbing fire escapes, pointing guns and firmly reminding scumbags that they are to freeze. A crime scene investigator, in most cases, doesn't need to have been a cop. It's a technical investigative job that requires science skills. So you would think that this would be one of your other cop show archetypes, not the alpha male archetype, but typically like either the nerdy guy archetype or, and don't shoot the messenger here, the sexy smart lady archetype. You expect, in other words, for the crime scene investigator to do like the finding clues at the scene part of the cop show and the exposition in the lab part of the cop show. But that is not what we get on this page. What we get on this page, for good or for ill, certainly for dumb, is a two-fisted crime scene investigator. The crime may have ended, but two-fisted action never does. The crime scene investigator is ready at a moment's notice to throw begloved hands at anybody who gets in their way as they try to investigate this fucking crime scene. Automobile skill, yes. Bodybuilding or athletics, absolutely. Combat driving, for sure. Hand-to-hand expert, just like a beat cop. Running, just like a beat cop. Weapon proficiency, blunt and with handguns, just like a beat cop. Even if you've never held a position in the department where you would have a nightstick, nonetheless, when you do your entrance exam, they're going to check on all the basics. Lab procedure, crime scene procedure, ballistics, and then, distasteful as it may seem to the civilian, the instructor hands you a nightstick, takes two steps back, and attacks. Only one of you leaves the room. He used to be the crime scene investigator. You're trying to replace him? You better master that stick, son, because it's survival of the fittest. It's like druids in old D&D. When you want to be a ninth level crime scene investigator, you got to make a space. You got to take another crime scene investigator out. Because how else do you explain that not only do you get weapon proficiency blunt, even though you've never been a beat cop, how do you explain weapon proficiency handguns, even though you don't work in the field, and weapon proficiency shotgun or rifles? First of all, pluralize both or neither, but not one. Some of us have to read these books carefully, and it hurts. Number two, shotgun or rifle, that's not a skill that the beat cop has. So the regular officers out on the street, they get by with their sidearms. But if you're a crime scene investigator who went, mind you, straight from your four-year forensic science program at university into lab work for the police department, in order to score that job, you got to learn the devastating art of the combat shotgun. Obviously, this is a rough gig, much rougher than we've all been led to believe by otherwise accurate TV cop shows. You get a +1 on perception rolls, a +2 to pull punches. Naturally. I mean, you're a crime scene investigator. You can't just fucking let loose on some street punks. You're going to leave a pile of broken bodies in your wake. Think of the paperwork. You could be thrown off the force. You might have to turn in your badge and your shotgun that you have for some reason. Anyway, what with the weapon proficiencies, the physical skills, the hand-to-hand skill, once again, the sidearm, this is a damn fine action hero of a crime scene investigator. Where it is lacking, and this is what really makes it so dumb, is in the crime scene investigation department. Here's the thing. This occupation does give you the crime scene investigation skill at a reasonably respectable +15% proficiency. So you're starting at 50%. First level is going to be rough. You only really investigate that crime scene about half the time, assuming you're not jumped by goons, which will disturb the crime scene. But honestly, you're better at goons than you are at crime scene procedures. So in terms of impressing your boss, you'd rather be jumped. But beyond that, you know, second level and thereafter, most of the time you're going to get that scene investigated just fine. The problem is, to actually get this skill that the occupation gives you, you need to have a number of prerequisite skills. Biology, chemistry, chemistry analytical, and advanced mathematics. You do not get any of these skills as occupational skills. You do not automatically get any of these skills as bonus skills or elective skills. You do not get bonuses to any of these skills if you independently decide to take them as elective skills. and filling out all those prerequisites, biology, chemistry, chemistry colon analytical, and advanced mathematics, will cost you 4 of your 6 elective skills. There's no note in the occupation that you need to do this to actually be able to investigate a crime scene, but it is the case. And because you get no bonus in any of these skills, you just have to take them as straight up elective science skills, you are going to be quite poor at some basic parts of your job. For example, doing any kind of work in the lab, your chemistry colon analytical skill is going to be at a big 35%. Believe me when I say that street goons will not need to shoot up your lab. All they gotta do is fucking wait. It's gonna be beakers everywhere. You are no two-fisted science hero, my friend. Also, if you've ever seen, you know, Dexter or anything like that, you'll be familiar with, like, blood spatter analysis, that sort of thing. I don't know if there's really any geometry or trigonometry involved in that. I feel like there might be, but you'd better hope not, because after spending a skill selection on advanced mathematics, you still only have about a 64% chance to work an algebra word problem or do high school level trigonometry. Getting 64% of algebra problems right, that's a D in algebra. Take it from somebody who, not to brag, has gotten a lot of D's in algebra. That's a D in algebra. With math skills like that as your main tools for seeing that justice is executed upon the thieves and the killers of this world, it's no wonder that you often resort to just straight up physical violence. You don't want this to get to the point that you've got to defend your math skills in a courtroom. So anyway, yeah, that's the dumbest thing on this page. We're going to see that these police occupations are quite idealized versions of police officers as action heroes, and it's especially noticeable with the crime scene investigator. It's just a little much for somebody who theoretically specializes in blood spatter analysis, not blood spatter creation. However, this is far from the most violent of the police occupations. Join me next time for more rules content about what police think and feel, this time painted in somewhat darker shades, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zimbita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.